Peya, Perikhei Mishnevav, Hamoicher Sadeu, the person that sells his field, we're dealing with an ani, Hamoicher Mutter, so he is Mutter to take from Lakot Shechem Peya of the field that he once owned. Valokeach Aser, and the guy that bought it is Aser because now he owns it. Now, the Rav says we're only talking about a case where the Mocher sold not just the land, but the grain that's on top of the land. However, if, for example, he only sold the grain and he kept the land to himself, they're both Aser in Leket Shechem Peya. The reason they're both Aser is because one of them owns Kitzircha and one of them owns Sadcha. So therefore, if it's Sadcha by any of them, which in that case would be the Baal Bayis, so he's not allowed to keep Leket Shechem Peya on his own Sadeh because he has to give it over to Aniyim, somebody else. And the buyer is the buyer's Kitzircha, and he would have to give Leket Shechem Peya, so he can't keep it for himself. So we're only dealing with a case where the field, the ground and the field and the land, plus the standing grain were sold over. Mishnah continues, Lo yiskar adam es apolim amnas shilaket b'no acharav. A person shouldn't hire workers in the field on condition, so let's say a guy hires a worker in the field on condition that his son would take leket behind him, meaning behind his father that's the worker. Let's say the master figures out a good deal and he says, you know what, I'll hire you instead of me hiring another laborer for $50 an hour, or however they work it out. He'll only be hired for $40, but I'll give you a deal. Instead of me having to give other aniyim, you'll be the one that just takes the leket. And that's how you'll get your $50 that $50 that you normally get. And it works out well for me because I pay less. So that you can't do. Also, Misha Enu Maniach Es Aniyim Lilkot. Similarly, if a person doesn't allow Aniyim to take, Osha Maniach Es Echad, he lets one of them take, Vi Echad Lo, and he doesn't let a different one take, Osha Misayaya Es Echad Mehen, or he helps out, he encourages and pushes one of them from the other ones, Hareza Goizel Es Aniyim, so he's stealing from the other Aniyim, Al Zenemar, Al Tase Gvul Olim. And on this, the Torah says, don't remove the boundary of the Olim. So the Rav brings a few shitas, what Olim is. Could be talking about the people that come out of Mitzrayim. Don't turn aside what the Torah commanded regarding Klal Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim. And then those that learn that Olim is talking about the Aniyim. And even though Olim is a Lashon of people that are Matzliach, so it's a Lashon, it's a euphemism. Lashon Sagi Nohar, like an Iver, is called, as we say, Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means too much light. So just like it's a kavodika way to talk about an Iver, saying that he's too much light, that's why he can't see, so too over here we talk about Aniyim as Olam.